This is IGN.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is IGN.
Knights of the Zodiac Review, When Live-Action Manga Adaptations Go Wrong, by Matt Donato. This year's manga to live-action adaptation of Knights of the Zodiac is as underwhelming a hopeful franchise starter as you'll ever encounter. Japanese superstar performer Makenyu will no doubt lure his fanbase into theaters, who will then be met with a long-winded fantasy adventure that isn't the dazzling visual feast they were probably hoping for, thanks to such a cumbersome reliance on unspectacular digital effects. Everything about this modern tale of Olympic gods and supernatural powers teases an epic journey, but execution is quite the sluggish opposite. The screenplay seems to assume we know all of the manga's background information when charting protagonist Seiya's rags-to-superhero arc, skipping over the details and following the most basic beginnings of young characters discovering extraordinary powers they need to harness. There's a messiness to the collision of Greek mythology and samurai culture that reminds of something sloppily extravagant like Gods of Egypt, lost in world-building that never feels convincing. Instead, it's a smorgasbord of unimpressive digital effects, as director Tomasz Baginski struggles to recreate the feel of anime in live action. Writers Josh Campbell, Matt Stukin, and Kiel Murray introduce characters and concepts without laying sturdy foundations. What's clear is that Sienna is the second coming of Athena, and that Seiya, played by Makenyu, must protect her against boilerplate doomsday threats. What's haphazard are the perils and supporting characters thrown in between, and especially what abilities new challengers possess. There's a frustrating reliance on the blanket mysticism of internal energy, dubbed Cosmo, that is the source of everyone's powers, which Baginski shows without telling when a little exposition might go a long way without overdoing exposition dumps. Balance is key. Scene by scene, characters will pull a new trick out of their hat, only to remind us that there's no in-universe lore connecting them to anything beyond Seiya's dumbfounded looks when he attempts to understand his bare-bones representation of otherwise grand importance. The supporting cast leaves little impact, and even the visual makeup of Knights of the Zodiac feels uninspired. Antagonist Gurad's super soldier army looks like rejected models of the 2014 RoboCop remake suit, while Seiya's battle costume armor loses its shine once the fight turns to computer-animated models from practical choreography. Everyone with Cosmo surging through their veins seems to harness a signature color that adds dashes of neon. Seiya's blue wings, Sienna's purple starburst, which sharply embraces an inherent fantastical appeal at times. Knights of the Zodiac fails to inspire enough excitement to meet the prospect of future sequels with anything more than a shrug. It's not particularly successful at welcoming newcomers into Masami Kurumada's imagination because the film whiffs at echoing the manga creator's vision. Director Tomasz Baginski falls victim to the choppy and unnatural feel of overanimated blockbusters and underwritten franchise starters that care more about future installments than making one successful beginning. Knights of the Zodiac may be about magical powers and almighty beings, but is an odyssey lost at sea without even a siren's call of intrigue. Thanks for listening. I'm Tony Jackson, and for the latest updates on Knights of the Zodiac, visit IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.